For Valor by Douglas Riemann, read by David Rantoul. Chapter 1. Is Anything Impossible? Anyone who had known the small Essex port of Harwich on England's east coast might remember it as a haven for coasters and occasional ferries to and from the continent. Now, after 3 years of war, it was equally hard to imagine it as anything but the bustling, overcrowded and vital naval base which necessity had made it, where two rivers, Stour and Orwell, embraced, and where swift currents and unhelpful tides could make pilotage and coming alongside a nightmare for the inexperienced or the overconfident. This bitter December afternoon was much like any other, hard and bright, but without the usual raw wind from the North Sea. Here there were vessels of every kind, hard-worked escorts, hulls dented and scraped from East Coast convoys, when columns of obedient merchantmen sometimes gridironed through another convoy passing on the opposite course, every skipper very aware of the narrowness of the swept channel and the lurking minefields often on either beam. Under normal conditions it was bad enough, with ships depending on good lookouts and skilled seamanship. In poor weather and under cover of darkness, it required nerves of steel. There were minesweepers, many of them fishing craft before the war. Some were paddle steamers, which had once carried children and carefree holidaymakers on day trips. Under a coat of grey paint, and armed only with Lewis guns, they had become men of war overnight. And destroyers, perhaps the most versatile of them all. The new, smaller ships of the Hunt class had been designed as fast escorts, and denied the formidable array of torpedoes which had become part of a destroyer's legend, her lifeblood. They looked neat and at odds with the thin-funneled veterans of the Kaiser's War, the old V and W class destroyers.